Unit 5. Mainly Revision. Lesson 17. 1. Read and act.
During the break, Li Lei happened to see Paul's mark on the report of a chemistry experiment.
Oh, Paul, you got another A+. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wonder how you've done so well in every chemistry experiment. Any secret?
Well, there's no secret at all. I just listened to and watched the teacher carefully while he was doing the experiments.
Really?
I should thank my first chemistry teacher for this. He told us about the importance of observation in his first lesson in a strange way, and I'll never forget it.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Come on, tell me about it.
Okay.
Lesson 18. 2. Read.
Look carefully and learn. I will never forget my first chemistry teacher. He was a little man with thick glasses. But he had a strange way of making his class lively and interesting. And his lessons were not easily forgotten. I remember the first lesson of this teacher. After we were all in the chemistry lab, the teacher brought out 3 bottles. One was filled with petrol, one with castor oil, and one with vinegar. "Now watch carefully," said the teacher. He then filled a cup with some of the petrol, some of the castor oil, and some of the vinegar. As we watched him quietly, he mixed the 3 together. After that, he held up one of his fingers and showed it to the class. He then dipped it into the cup. After a few seconds, he took his finger out. "Now watch," he said. "Remember, you must do everything as I do." He put a finger in his mouth, tasted it, and smiled, looking rather pleased. Then he handed the cup around us. Each of us dipped a finger into the mixture and sucked it. Instead of smiling, we all made faces. The mixture tasted terrible. When the cup was at last returned to the teacher, he said sadly, "I'm sorry, none of you watched carefully enough." "Yes, I sucked a finger. But the finger I put into my mouth was not the one I had dipped into the cup." This was my first lesson in chemistry, and I never forgot it.
Lesson 20. 3. Read.
Once upon a time, there lived a poor farmer in a village. One day, as he was driving home from the market, he dropped his knife. He jumped down from the wagon and began to look for it. He looked around for a long time in all the junk that littered the ground, but still could not find it. After a while, he took an empty bag from the wagon and began to fill it with papers, rags, broken dishes, and bottles. Soon the bag was full, and he found the knife among the junk at last. He put the bag of rubbish in his wagon and got on it. When he looked at the ground around him, he found it much cleaner than the rest of the roadside. He decided to bring a bag to clear a little more of the land every market day. Soon, all the land he passed looked green and lovely. And the farmer was pleased to look at it. Before long, the king came riding along the road. He was so happy to see flowers and grass instead of rubbish on both sides. When he knew what had happened, he gave the farmer a reward. Then he ordered the people of his kingdom to follow the farmer's example. Soon his kingdom became a land of beauty.